the next slide up, and here we can see the three great themes of Mark's Gospel, which are reflected in that passage. First of all, Jesus' identity, who is he? Secondly, Jesus' purpose, why did he come? And thirdly, Jesus' call, the response which he asks of people. What does it mean to follow him? So let's think of each of those in turn. First of all, Jesus' identity, who is he? And if you remember our reading, you can see how Jesus raises this question with his disciples. Says to them, who do people say that I am? In verse 27. And they say, well, people have got all sorts of ideas. Some say John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. And that's true today, isn't it? People would have all sorts of ideas about who Jesus is. But then Jesus asks them an important question, verse 29. What about you? Who do you say that I am? I wonder if that's a question you've ever thought about. Have you considered who Jesus is? Perhaps you remember about him from school chapel or assemblies or RE lessons or the things you pick up on the telly. But have you seriously investigated for yourself as an adult the question of who Jesus is? Have you thought about it, children? Who do you say that I am? Well, in verse 29, you can see Peter's answer, and it's an absolute bullseye. Peter's answer is, you are the Christ. Now, who can tell me anything about that word, Christ? Some clues on the screen, yesterday. It does mean anointed one, top of the class, absolutely. Now, what is an anointing? Well, that doesn't really help, does it, if we explain something we don't understand by something else we understand even less. Yeah. You do get anointed to be a king with olive oil. Yes, that's right. So Her Majesty the Queen, when she was crowned queen, she was anointed with olive oil. It was such a special bit of the service that they did it under this huge kind of tent that they carried on, like a big gazebo. So we didn't actually get to see the anointing, but the queen was anointed with olive oil. And in the Old Testament, you anointed three types of people with oil: prophets, priests, and kings. Above all, the king. So Jesus is the Christ. He's the long-promised king of the Old Testament. He's the Messiah, the one who would come to rescue his people and set them to right. And Peter can say that here in the middle of the gospel because he's been with Jesus for almost 3 years now. And in a holiday club, we saw some of the evidence for Jesus' claim to be the Christ, the promised rescuer king. So let's remind ourselves of some of the things that Mark's gospel tells us about Jesus, which shows us that he's the Christ. Let's see the next one. Do you remember what this story was, kids, that we saw on the first day? We sang about it too. Yes, Matt. No, tough one. In our song, Jesus the King, we're going to sing about it later. Who are these guys here? What do you think their job is, Matt? Sorry? Shout it at me. Come follow me, Jesus said. Yes, see Jesus beckoning, suddenly saying, come follow me. So these are the fishermen. Some of the first disciples were fishermen. They became disciples and followers of the Lord Jesus. They left their homes and families and work to follow Jesus. Jesus showed his authority over people's lives. I imagine if you were out for a walk tomorrow and you ran into me and I said, come, follow me. You might follow me a little bit, might you? But you probably wouldn't stick with me for 3 years and be my disciple. Jesus showed his unique, amazing authority over people's lives as he called them to follow him. Let's see the next one. Now, these people, what expression do you think they've got on their faces there? How do they look? The guy with the bad leg seems happy, doesn't he? Abby, how do you say the others look? Oh, sorry, is that Donna again? Sam, what do you think? How do they look? What would you say? No. Go on, Abby Ruth. Wow! They do look wow, don't they? Wow! And this is because of Jesus' teaching. The Bible tells us that Jesus taught with authority, not like the scribes and Pharisees and the teachers of the law. People were amazed at his teaching. There was something very special and unique about it. He seemed to know God personally and reveal God like no one else could. His teaching was amazing. So he had authority over people's lives, authority over the scribes and Pharisees, and authority to teach. Next one, please. Also authority over, what do you think this one's all about? Don't know. Sickness, yes, that man is not too well, is he? He's probably got some kind of leprosy or skin disease. Could be not exactly what we call leprosy today. But Jesus showed his amazing power to heal the authority over sin and sickness. You got any more slides? Oh, yes, then. Here's this big muscly man here is meant to be Peter the fisherman. This is Jesus healing Simon Peter's mother-in-law. So it's another example of one of Jesus' amazing healings. Ah, now this one. This is a particularly fascinating story. So, what is going on here? Why do you think this man has come to see Jesus? Matt. He can't walk, can he? No. He's come to see Jesus about his legs. He can't walk. He's a paralyzed man. We call him disabled today, wouldn't we? And Jesus says something amazing to him. Do you remember what Jesus' first words for him are? Yeah. Your sins are forgiven. Now, this man must have thought, Jesus, that's great, but actually I've come about my legs. Jesus starts talking to him about his heart or his soul. Jesus says here his authority to forgive sins. Not that this man was disabled because he sinned, but Jesus is saying everybody's most important need, even if you can't walk, your most important need is not to have your legs made better, but to be made clean on the inside, to be forgiven and given a fresh start with God. And Jesus shows his authority to forgive sins by healing the man. There he is, happy to be able to walk again. Jesus did the thing that people could see, made his legs better, to show that he could do the thing that people couldn't see, made his heart clean within him. Jesus' authority. Next slide, please. So Jesus' authority over people's lives, authority over sickness, authority over sin. If we read the rest of Mark's Gospel, we would have seen Jesus' authority over nature or creation. Do you remember one day he was in a great big storm on the sea with his disciples and he could say to the wind and the waves, quiet, be still. And they obeyed him, just like an obedient puppy dog. Our dog wouldn't do that, would he? He said, stay, sit. He might not, but the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus, just like an obedient puppy dog. Quite amazing. Jesus' authority. He showed himself to be the Christ, God's chosen King. In fact, he showed himself to have all the authority of God himself. He was the Son of God, God the Son, God come as a human being. So that's Jesus' identity, who he was. Secondly, Jesus' purpose, why did he come? Now, it's strange, isn't it, in our reading? Remember, Jesus warned them not to tell anyone who he was. Peter had got it absolutely right. But Jesus said, no, you don't yet really understand who I am, or particularly you don't understand why I've come. That's what you need to learn about before you can go and spread the good news to the whole world. Verse 31, he began to teach them that the Son of Man, that's Jesus' title for himself from Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, a human being given authority, I, the Son of Man, must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. See, when Jesus went to the cross, it wasn't that God's plans had gone wrong. This is what he came to do. He said, I must do it. Now, what do you think the weather is like in this picture? What has happened to the sky, Matthew? It's gone dark, yes. And do you remember what the meaning of this darkness is? It's like the darkness in the book of Exodus over the people of Egypt, and it's a sign of something. Yes, I know. Yeah, God's anger, God's judgment. As Jesus died on the cross, God's anger and judgment for our sin fell on Jesus, although he's never done anything wrong. He died in our place so that we might be forgiven. And then as Mark is describing the cross, the film, as it were, suddenly cuts from the cross to the temple. And Mark shows us this. Now what is that? Yeah, Abby? Yeah, the big curtain in the temple being torn in two from top to bottom. It actually has a great no entry sign. It says, sinful people like us can't come into the presence of a holy God. And it was torn in two from top to bottom, as if by God, showing that the way to God is now open for all those who will put their trust in Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Christ. Why did he come? He came to die in our place, so that we might be forgiven, to take the punishment of God that we deserve, to make a way back to God for us. And then thirdly and finally, Jesus' call. What does it mean to follow him? Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples, and he said, if anyone came after me, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now remember, Jesus just died on the cross. It's not a very promising invitation, is it? Come and die. That's Jesus' call. Not literally. Most of us won't literally have to die for the Lord Jesus. Very few of us will be crucified. None of us has to die for the sins of the world, because Jesus has already done that. But Jesus calls us, as it were, to come and die, to follow him, to be like him, to go the way of the cross, to die to self and to sin, to say no to God, to say no to sin, so that we might say yes to God. He explains, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Because what happens after the cross? Jesus doesn't remain in the grave, but he rises again, and it's the same for us. We come and we give our life to Jesus, and he gives it back to us, only better. We die to sin and to self, and we live for God in the power of the Holy Spirit. The pattern for Jesus was death and resurrection, and that's the pattern for us too. He calls us, come and die. Jesus is the Christ, God's long-promised rescuer king, who came to die so that all who trust in him can be forgiven. He calls us to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow him. Yes, it's sometimes hard being a Christian, but it's worth it. Let's